736 Shell Brothers seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115, 83.22, and 115, 182 of the Sussex County zoning code. The properties are located on the northwest side of Tanger Boulevard, approximately 0.10 miles from Coastal Highway. The 911 address is 36645 Tanger Boulevard in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C3. The tax parcel are District 334, MAP 13, parcels 325.52 and 325.53. The applicants are seeking the following variances for these proposed buildings, sorry. 9.7-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the building noted Italianate building. I can't talk today. 7.7-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the building noted grocery building. A 10-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the theater building. A 7.7-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the Shell Brothers Workshop building. A 10-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the Reindeer building. A 9.9-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the Grand Victorian building. An 11-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the Town Hall building. And a 10.9-foot variance from the 60-foot front yard setback requirement for the Playhouse building. Staff would note that the project had a temporary site plan for the approval of the Christmas Village in 2021. The project is currently in the site plan process for year-round use, pending a variance approval before completing the site plan process. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Alisa Titus, 34017 Darlington Street, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Hello. So we are seeking a variance. We had a temporary one last year for our Christmas Village. The village is free to Sussex County. We had over 100,000 visitors last year, many Sussex County residents. We have neighbors that include Tanger Outlets, who is also our landlord. They are in huge support of this. All the tenants there saw a huge influx of business because of the village. We had many letters from other businesses on Route 1 who really benefited from the village being open. Got letters from people like Touch of Italy and Cracker Barrel and several other restaurants that really were happy that we did this because it was a huge, huge boon to their business. We do not have any residential neighbors. Our neighbor behind us is the Delaware State Park, who I'm in constant contact and discussions with. They also really support the village. In fact, we have an agreement with them for overflow parking in the Little League field when we have overflow. We are seeking permanent approval of the village. We have a longer lease with Tanger and are even seeking a very long-term lease. This is totally free to our community, and we have invested a lot of money in this project just to bring happiness to Sussex County. I don't believe anybody is adversely affected by the variance. These are all little structures that were built off-site. I think they had funny little names, but they're actually all little playhouses for kids. So I don't believe this would adversely affect anyone, and we hope that you'll see the same, and happy to answer any questions.
Questions?
So you say this will possibly be permanent, right?
That's what we're hoping, yeah. I have signed a four-year lease with Tanger. We are seeking a longer-term lease. We've invested quite a bit of money into the village and are really pleased to bring it to the community. So yes, if I had my personal way, it would be there when I'm in the ground.
So what would it be used for the rest of the year when it's not used for the Christmas Village?
Sure, good question. So we would probably do some seasonal events, like an Easter event, a Halloween event, which we're intending to do. And really that's it. Most things would be free to the community. Shell Brothers is not looking to profit at all from this venue. So more like community-minded events would be it.
Okay. So these houses are brought in right now every year, correct?
They're there right now.
Oh, they're there right
Yeah,
now?
They're there, yes. Okay. That's what we had done prior. You know, last year was the fourth year that we did this. And full disclosure, I don't think we knew we needed approvals for this before. We had done it at the ferry terminal, and then we did it at Hudson Fields. So last year was the first that it kind of was brought to our attention that, hey, we need to come to you all.
How did it get brought to your attention?
I had the fire marshal out just to get approvals from him. Got an SCD plan approved. We have a full stormwater management system being installed right now. So that's how it got brought to my attention.
Sir Ben, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You have a stormwater system being developed or put in place?
Yes, approved already by SCD.
And how do you handle wastewater?
Well, we used Clean Delaware last year, and okay. We'll be doing that this year as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
These areas, I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're walking in, these areas are all blocked by trees, shrubs now, or was it a fence last year, or was it both?
It was both.
Yeah, I'm speaking of the front row here. That's
you're talking about the entry into the village right there.
Yes,
where your arrow is. Yeah, yeah, so that there's a fence there. Yes.
Okay. Because it looked at. I want to say this is almost. Is it eventually going to be trees there?
So we certainly would be more than happy to put trees there. Last year, they were, you know, we brought in 1,000 live Christmas trees last year to create the maze. They were not permanent trees. We are planting trees, some trees out there. We happily would do that.
No, it's not something I'm requesting. I'm just asking because it looks like on your map here.
There are trees.
There are
yeah,
trees.
Yeah, well, so we bring them in, but they're not live.
Not permanent.
Right. Right. So there's a fence there that's up year round. So the whole entire village is fenced off.
Have you had any complaints?
No.
Okay. So those houses can be moved?
Yes.
So why can't this comply?
Well, I would like to leave it there. Again, we have pavers around there. SCD approved it. It's super expensive to move them and damages them quite a bit when we move them. They're playhouses. So, you know, we really don't think it's, again, adversely affecting anyone not to move them. Mm-hmm. So we would like to permanently leave them there.
So this, right now you have a 4-year lease, you said, with
Yes.
Okay.
But are negotiating for a longer one.
Mm-hmm.
Tanger loves us being there. It's been really good for them, traffic count-wise. Yeah, yeah. They want us to do one in Nashville, actually. I'm like, no, thank you.
Do you think those buildings are placed there? Again, I've been there. Flow of traffic, do you think that's, would you say, for people to go in and people to come out, do you think that they're placed there to allow that to happen? Because it can get crowded in there.
It does get crowded in there. We did have some dead ends that we turned into use now this year, so I think that should really alleviate traffic flow. And are building an access way to get to the back of the village, which you couldn't get to without kind of making a U-turn this year. So we've done some minor things with traffic flow that I think will really improve that this year.
What I was getting at with those is where those buildings are placed that you need the variances for. I know that that roller rink mm-hmm. comes down pretty far close to that entrance.
Yeah.
So you kind of have them there so you can have the flow, their place where they're placed for flow of traffic.
Yes, correct, correct. And we're moving the roller rink line this year inside the roller rink, which I also think will, maybe it doesn't apply to the buildings, but overall it affects the flow of the village. And I think it'll improve the traffic flow a lot.
Ms. Norwood, the variance is from the Tanger Boulevard, right? That we're looking
correct.
At 60 foot.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my understanding, is Tanger Boulevard is essentially a wraparound to the stores behind the rear of the stores in the Tanger Alley.
That's correct.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So it's not a traditional roadway where there's a normal, you know, traffic flow.
Right. I mean, there's no one parked out there except during the night of the festival when we have our volunteers parked there.
It's not a road that's got like speed limits and things like that.
No. Right, it's a parking lot right there in front of the village.
And then I think from that aerial it shows there's some stormwater between the road and where your mm-hmm. lot is located. Is that right?
Yeah, this is stormwater here and right here and here. And then this is our new stormwater retention pond, which has underground things that go all through the village.
Now, Ms. Norwood, I just wanted to make sure we're right on our numbers that you've recited. Because if it's 60 feet from the front yard setback, and it's a little tough reading the site plan, but looking at there at the tax map with it, is it 10 feet from the property line or is it a 10-foot variance from the 60-foot? I know that there are kind of some that were less and some of them were, but it was kind of the numbers there.
10 feet from the 60-foot required.
So these structures
they're
are going to be
about 50 feet off of the
50 feet off the front property line? Okay.
They're all roughly.
All right. I was just kind of, it was tough to read from the site plan how close they were. So they're at least 50 feet from the property line. Is what
right.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to make sure we were right on that and
yes.
didn't have them inverted. Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Who maintains that Tanger Boulevard? What kind of road is that?
Tanger does. They have
okay,
a whole.
So it's a privately owned.
That's a good question. I would assume so. I mean, it's all part of Tanger Outlet Properties, and I would, from an inexperienced eye, typify that as like parking lot area.
Well, it seems really odd to me because that's a front yard setback when normally I would assume the front yard setback would be off of this Holland Glade Road, not...
Right. It's a good question you pose. I'm not sure.
I had to guess, Mr. Wolf. I had that same thought. I think it's because that lot, too, would not front on Holland Glade. There appears to be
access.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
So I think staff had taken the position that those two lots, because they're access points, are effectively off of Tanger Boulevard, that Tanger Boulevard is really the front yard, but Holland Glade would be the corner front.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm not stating that incorrectly, Ms. Norwood, but I think that was the...
I do believe, I also am trying to double check, when the lots were created and approved by the commission, I just believe that's when the Tanger Boulevard was created to create those lots. And then I believe they just included a 60-foot front yard setback as well as part of the approval of the subdivision.
Okay.
When those lots got created.
But you're right, that road, that the parking lot road is not really traveled.
Right. Yeah, it's just used as an easement to access the...
Mm-hmm.
So when people come in to visit, they're not going to be coming in on Tanger Boulevard to visit this. I've not been to this.
Right. Well, so they would park here. And then we have an agreement with the church for overflow parking. And we have 8 trolleys that go. We work with DelDOT for that closely. So, right, there's no real traffic coming in here. We allow our volunteers to park there prior to the event opening. And that's it.
I'm just thinking in terms of the uniqueness of the property. That does seem somewhat unique to me.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're, you've got two lots here, lot two and lot three.
Correct.
And it looks like you've got like four buildings on each that are within closer than 60 foot to that road.
That is correct.
Okay, all right.
They're small. Yeah, the buildings are all very small.
Right.
Because they're little playhouses.
Yeah.
But the only entrance from Howling Glade into that, you would have to take where the bathrooms are at the outlets. Is that correct?
You can't get into the village from, I mean, we have a construction entrance from Howling Glade, and that was like really for the hotel. That was already approved. Yeah. You can't get into the village from Howling Glade Road. You can get into the Tanger parking lot from Howling Glade Road. But like during the festival, this is all blocked off. So you can't get back here.
Right.
Just that one entrance is where it says the bridge.
Right. And that's a pedestrian entrance.
Uh-huh.
Right. So the only traffic going back there is the trolleys.
It's more of like a service road.
Right.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. Mr. Sharp, any further questions?
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case?
Hi, my name is Joni Von Voorhees.
Mr. Sharp can swear you in.
You state your name and address for the record.
Joni Von Voorhees, 22428 Ocala Way, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So Shellville is a great venue for families. It's a family type of event, mostly for kids, but adults love it too, where they can go in and just enjoy the Christmas holidays and feel the Christmas spirit and stuff. And that's the whole reason for the event. And these small houses, the little houses that the kids can come in, and there's a shopping center, and there's a little market and an airport and things, and they can go in and play with little toys and things like that that are all decorated like things would be for the holidays. So people can go there with the kids and watch them play and just enjoy their time. It's a totally free event. So people in the county that can't afford to do expensive things or things that cost a lot of money, it's also great for them because they have a place that they can go and take their kids over the holidays and really feel the Christmas spirit and see Santa Claus and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a really great, really great venue for the community.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12736 for Shell Brothers in Shellville?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions?
If you could please step up real quick. You said you had a four-year lease on this?
Correct.
Okay. And you had said you had planned to keep this more like a permanent, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I have one more question, too.
Sure.
Just want to confirm, they're building a hotel on the left side a lot, too?
Correct.
Okay, and then is the parking for the hotel off on the next lot over?
Totally separate, right? And the access road to that parking is completely separate from ours.
So then what they have here is this gravel road, then it's still going to be like a surface road?
Yes.
It's not going to change because of that hotel?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12736 for Shell Brothers and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12736 for Shell Brothers for the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. The property is unique due to the way that this front yard setback was created, and it creates an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. There's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Thank you. We got to sit here till 9:32, fellas.
Go ahead.
You can stay here as long as you want.
Yeah, that's right.